You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Review: Air Blaster Freedom and Ninja Suits by Adrienne So. The last time and place you want to hear someone compliment your ski apparel is when you're in the bathroom, fiddling with the butt zip. As I started to examine the zippers in my general crotchal area, I heard someone exclaim, "Sweet onesie!" I looked around and saw another woman giving me a thumbs up. I should have gone into a stall first, but such is the attention-grabbing nature of Air Blaster. Air Blaster was founded in 2003 by pro snowboarder Travis Parker with pals Jesse Gradosky and Paul Miller. As you might have been able to tell from the name, a slang word for fart, they decided that the sport of snowboarding was getting too serious. Air Blaster's wildly eye-catching original fun product is designed to be visually striking and easy to use. The company's onesies are also affordable. The Freedom suit is a mere $350, and the Classic Ninja is $110. That's as much as a ski jacket and thermal top cost, without pants. If you're just getting into the sport and don't want to spend years accumulating gifts, hand-me-downs, and sale items, the Freedom suit is the way to go. One and done. The recent return of the ski onesie is a matter of heated debate. Some argue that ski and snowboard design has necessarily evolved since the 70s. Wearing a onesie is awkward and inconvenient. You can't quickly throw it on to put chains on your tires while driving. You can't pull the top off to chill out while eating lunch in the lodge. If you shred the butt out, you can't replace just the pants. The drawbacks seem self-evident. Layering is difficult, which is annoying because the Freedom suit isn't insulated. Air Blaster does make an insulated version and a Beast suit with more waterproofing and insulation. On a 30-degree day, the Classic Ninja suit didn't provide nearly enough warmth. I refused to put on more layers because even though both the Freedom suit and the Ninja suit have 350-degree butt zips, it's still pretty difficult to go to the bathroom. The on-slope porta-potties were wet and slippery enough as it is, and I didn't trust myself to maneuver around any extra items of clothing without falling in. Speaking of butt zips, Air Blaster's waterproof fabric is a proprietary three-layer blend called Eco Vortex that is made from 38% post-consumer recycled material. The suit is also fully seam-sealed. However, the waterproofing is only rated at 15K. That rating seems pretty great. You can stack a 1x1-inch square of water up to 15,000 millimeters tall before water starts leaking in, and it might work in places like drier snow, like Colorado or Idaho. But in heavy, wet Cascadian snow, it isn't nearly waterproof enough. By lunch, I had a wet butt. Finally, the hood wasn't quite big enough for my helmet. It fit, but not with enough room for me to turn my head easily. Who doesn't wear a helmet? Does your mother know? Go put on a helmet. Right now. Fun in the one. But there are certain advantages to having a onesie. They're just so much fun, especially if you are a gregarious, outgoing personality. Even in the tasteful, subdued storm blue of the suit I tested, I could not go 15 feet without someone giving me a high five or screaming, "Onesie!" from the other side of the taco shack. There's just something about a onesie that makes everyone want to bop you on the shoulder and call you bro, even if you're female. The ninja suit is even better. Air Blaster does many special editions with snowboarders. This year's is with pro snowboarder Corey Smith. Both the hooded and the unhooded versions come in a variety of colorful prints and patterns. Your usage isn't limited to snow sports either. You could buy your friends matching suits and wear them all out while camping. You could wear them as Halloween costumes. For someone who has no reservations about prancing around in full-body stretch polyester Lycra blend, the possibilities are endless. And the women's specific cut even includes a ponytail pass-through hole in the hood. For snowboarders, onesies are great for powder days and in the park. You have to sit down in the snow to clip on your snowboard, and snow always gets in between your jacket and your pants. I didn't realize how annoying it was to constantly bat snow out of the back of my jacket until I didn't have to do it anymore. With a onesie on, you can flop around like a fish in a bucket and not worry about getting snow inside your pants. The women's specific fit was trim but freeing. Air Blaster claims that the suit is designed to be roomy, so you can still backflip in it. I can't do that. However, I did ride through the park to execute my signature move, which I call the Dipsy Doodle. I can report that the onesie is indeed loose enough to pop off the top of the smallest jumps while shrieking at the top of your lungs. One love. It's hard to recommend buying a onesie. You'll still need to bring an extra jacket on ski trips for scraping ice off your windshield and going out to eat. I definitely would not buy the classic ninja or freedom suit. After 5 hours in Pacific Northwestern snow, I was pretty wet and cold. But recommend it I must. It's just so much fun. I would shell out an extra $100 or so for the insulated 30K rated beast suit for warmth and waterproofing, and I should also probably own a printed merino wool ninja suit for everyday shenanigans. In fact, I should probably be wearing it right now. You'll never know how oddly constricting 2Z life can be until you try the alternative. Just be prepared for all the attention coming your way. You might want to practice a few warm-up high fives before you get in the lift line.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.